Blog Talk Radio.
You are now listening to
Renewed Radio.
Family, friends, and guests, welcome to Renew Radio 2016, where Jesus still lives. Thank you, Lord, for another year. My name is Mr. S to the P, a.k.a. Sam P, here with my beautiful, gorgeous co-host, author, entrepreneur, and my wife, Aria Pierce. Aria, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me on your show tonight.
Great. We're going to have some great music, great conversation, because this is your station for transformation. Great music, great conversation. Man, I'm just thankful, Aria, for another year. Man, trials, tribulations, things that come up. But guess what? Jesus is always in control, no matter what the situation is. And so, you know, as we talk tonight, that's what we're going to get into. We're going to get into something called being still. Oh, Lord, I can't really be still for long. How about you, Aria?
I know. That is something that I know the Lord has been dealing with me for a while. And I know going into this new year, that's my goal, to learn to be still and just be led by Him in everything.
I know that's right, for real. So what we're going to do is we're going to kick this new year off of Renew Radio with my girl, Shalita Mason. Man, check out Shalita Mason at on CD Baby. That's www.cdbaby.com. /CD/Shalita Mason 2. Shalita, S-H-E-L-E-T-A. So y'all spell that right and y'all get it in there. So shout out to Shalita Mason, her husband Lawrence Mason. So you can catch her album, Heart of a Believer, on all the digital music stores. So check out Shalita Mason with You Are.
And the Lord, Lord, holy one.
That was Shalita Mason with You Are. This is Renew Radio 2016, where Jesus still lives in us. Thank the Lord, because area, let me tell you something. If Jesus didn't live in me, then I'd be about half crazy now.
Yeah.
You understand? Do you feel me? So I just want to give a shout out to my mother, Cheryl Scarborough, my sister, Michelle McDoon of Middlesex, North Carolina, my mother-in-law, Annette Smith, my sister-in-law, Brooke Smith, up in Greensboro. Big shout out to my family. It's good to spend time with family. You know, you get a rest, you get a break, and everything that comes with family. You know, I think about you and my father-in-law, my stepmother-in-law. We were up there spending some time with them. Big shout out to them up in Winston-Salem. We were spending time with them, and it was just a good time that we had. You know, we recorded some videos. But thing is, now we're going back to your regular work schedule. So I just want to talk about being still for a moment. And I believe that the Lord laid on my heart, even before 2016 came in, he was speaking to me about this. And so he was speaking to me about being still. And it's hard for me to be still because, you know, we make plans area, and it's like, I got to get this done. I got to get this done. I got to get this done. But let me read something briefly from the devotional called Jesus Calling. And this is what he was speaking to me about last year on December the 27th, to be exact. It said, how much better is it to walk close to me, depending on my strength and trusting me in every situation? If you live in this way, you will do less but accomplish far more. Your unhurried pace of living will stand out in this rush-crazed age. Some people may deem you lazy, but many more will be blessed by your peacefulness. Walk in the light with me, and you will reflect me to the watching world. Wow. Ariel, what you think about that?
That is really deep. That's really good. I think something necessary that we need to take heed of.
Man, I'll tell you, you know, a lot of times we just with our schedule, and it's like if we don't accomplish what we need to accomplish in our schedule, it's like our whole day is thrown off. Have you ever been like that?
Oh, yeah, more than once.
I tell you, you know, I just want to tell everybody, just, you know, in this year, be still. Be still. One of my goals is to this year deny my flesh on a daily basis. Just deny my flesh and let God have his way in my life, in my business, in my music, in everything, even in my marriage. Because one thing about it is I can't do nothing without him. And that's one thing I can say I personally have failed at, even up to this point now. So some people might say, well, what's going to make you change now, Sam? You know, it's because I feel like I'm going around in a circle. You know, it's just, you heard the song, you got me going in circles. I feel like I'm going around in a circle of my life, and I'm asking and I'm praying to God, but he's basically telling me the answer is right here, Sam, if you just do this. So another thing I want to do is I want to read what he's told me today. Now, that was December the 27th, and it's funny how Jesus is there. It's like he keep telling you the same thing over and over again. So from the same devotional, it said, relax in my healing presence. As you spend time with me, your thoughts tend to jump ahead to today's plans and problems. Bring your mind back to me for refreshment and renewal. Let the light of my presence soak into you as you focus your thoughts on me. Thus I equip you to face whatever the day brings. This sacrifice of time pleases me and strengthens you. Do not skimp on our time together. Resist the clamor of tasks waiting to be done. You have chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from you. You know, I was reading something area from the scripture of I believe it was Luke. Yeah, Luke chapter 11, 38 through 42. And it was talking about Mary and Martha. Are you familiar with that?
Yes, I'm very knowledgeable about that. Good.
So basically, Mary, Jesus came in, and Mary was residing with him. She was basically having time with Jesus. And Martha was doing all the work. And so Martha was like, hold up, man. Jesus, she is tripping. How's she not going to help me out? And this is what, I'm going to read 41. This is what the Lord said to Martha. He said, but the Lord replied to her by saying, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things. There is need of only one, but a few things. Mary has chosen the good portion, that which is to her advantage, which shall not be taken away from her. Wow. So Mary chose to be still and rest in the Lord. And sometimes we don't know how to rest. And we think that we're accomplishing things in our life, but in reality, if we want to really be honest, we get frustrated because it seems like, dang, nothing happened to me in 2015. It feels like you're in the same place. And I've been there before, but God is telling us, followers of Christ, that we need to rest in him. So I want to go to this song that I hope it gets into your soul by Hillsong. And this is Lead Me to the Cross. So check this out. And I pray that it blesses your life. Remember to be still. In
2016. Savior, I come, quiet my soul. Redemption sin, where your blood was spilled, my ransom, everything I once held dear, I count it all as lost. Lead me to the cross, where your love for
into the cross by Hillsong. So, Aria, what do you think about that song? Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, it definitely is a worship song, and it reminds you of the importance of there's no other better thing in the world than just sitting at Jesus' feet and allowing him to truly just marinating in his presence and really just spending that time with him.
That's real.
That's the better part, that Mary, as you were referring to in the scripture earlier, but that's the better part that she chose instead of Martha.
Right. You're correct. And a lot of times we feel like if we're just sitting down, sitting at Jesus' feet, we just feel like, okay, we're not doing that. And we're not accomplishing anything. And we like to use the scriptures where we got to labor by working with our hands, or faith without works is dead. True, but you got to let Jesus lead and guide you, because if you go ahead and do it without the Holy Spirit leading you, then you're just going around in circles.
And I think also, you know, sometimes it can be hit and miss. Sometimes, like, we desire to spend that time with Jesus, and then we find ourselves unable to have that balance. We find ourselves trying to juggle all the demands of the day, our priorities. And to be honest, I think a lot of times we have our priorities really out of order. We feel that we have to get everything done on our to-do list. We write everything in our planner. And not to get me, you know, not to get me wrong or anything, it is great to make plans. And I encourage anybody, you know, to create those plans. But most importantly, seek the Lord first. Seek the Lord in what you should do for your life, because he knows everything anyway. He's the author, the finisher of our faith. And so he already knows what's going to happen. And so we need to consult him, his wisdom, and ask him for discernment as we make those plans, even for 2016. And I know that's something that I'm continuously learning over and over again. And I feel like for me, it's been hit and miss. Sometimes I spend time with the Lord and it's a great moment. And then I find myself going back into the workplace and the demands of life and feeling frustrated, honestly. That's why I've had so many headaches. It's due to stress. And stress, as you may know, is a silent killer.
Yeah.
And we allow just things that we put upon ourselves, not God, not other people. We do that to ourselves. We put more things on us than we really should. And we really need to learn what is most important for this day and what is not, what can wait. And I believe if we like we were saying earlier, if we just truly allow the Lord to lead and guide us in our plans, I believe that's when we'll really experience that true peace, being able to rest and bring everything even to the cross. I believe that's when we'll have that peace, that joy that we will need even to have on our jobs. I believe he'll help us to perform even better without our strength, because we can do nothing in our own strength. And that's why a lot of times we get weary, we get burned out, even in church, I believe.
Yeah.
It's not to say it's not good working in church. God definitely wants us to use our gifts to help the body of Christ, but we have to realize, more importantly, Jesus wants us to spend that intimacy time with him more than just working and doing his work. Because, you know, Sam, I would hate at the end of the day for Jesus to say, you know, you've done all these works, you've done all these great things, you worked for me in the children ministry, you did all, you prayed for people, you did all those things, you went to Bible study, you went to church, you know, but depart from me, I never knew you. And I feel like that would just tear me apart. And we really got to keep that in mind every day so that we be reminded at the end of the day, that's what you really want. That's our purpose, is really be here to have that worship with Jesus. It's more than just music, but just worship him with our life and really taking heed just to bring everything to him. And, you know, that scripture that you read earlier, that's something that the Lord's been really working with me with. I've seen some changes in my life, even with work.
Yeah.
And I would burn myself out, staying late, you know, at about 6 o'clock at work, just overworking myself more than I should.
Right.
And I've seen changes when I started spending more time with Jesus. I saw how he's helping me to let go of some, really for some of that control. Because sometimes it's a control thing too. You want to do things and plan things, but really I'm finding more peace and letting him be in control. And so that's why for 2016, I definitely want to include him in everything even more and just worship him daily. Whether I'm at work, whether I'm writing, whatever I'm doing, to let it be worship unto him. And there's this book that I encourage everyone to read, and it's especially if you are that person and you struggle with really letting go of some things and finding that spiritual rest with God. But it's called Having a Merry Heart in a Martha World. And it's by Joanna Weaver, who is a best-selling author. And this book has been wonderful so far. I'm not finished with it, but it goes along with that scripture that Sam read earlier, coming from Luke, and Luke 10:40. But just the importance of how it's better to be, to choose the better part, which is worshiping Jesus and not being like Martha. And I'll just read a little bit briefly, but it says that Jesus invites us to come and rest and to spend time with him in this incredible living room intimacy, an intimacy that allows us to be honest in our complaints and bold in our approach and lavish in our love, an intimacy that allows us to hear our Father's voice and discern our Father's will. And so basically, to even have those plans, we need to know his will for our life.
And that's so awesome, Aria. You know, just knowing that if we just knew the will of God for our lives, and we're not going to know everything, but just think about if you would just take the time and get up early in the morning, like 4 o'clock, 3 o'clock, and spend some time with the Lord before you go throughout your day. Or if you just obey the Lord when he tells you, okay, you want to get this assignment done, but I need you to spend time with me. Think about how your life would be. And I know that's where I have to work on myself. So that's my goal this year, and I have my beautiful wife to keep me accountable. And, you know, I have other people to keep me accountable, too, to make sure I fulfill that on a daily basis, because my flesh is so ready to do what I want to do. So we're winding down here, but I just encourage y'all out there who was listening to Renewed Radio. Renewed Radio is here for the purpose of getting the message of Jesus Christ out through music and great conversation. This is not just to bop your head. You know, you're going to have stuff up here just to bop your head and have songs, but the purpose up here is to get the gospel out. So definitely check us out again on Wednesday at 9:30 a.m. as we continue to get the good news of Jesus Christ through music and great conversation. So thank y'all for joining us on Renew Radio with me and my beautiful co-host, Aria Pierce. Here, we're going to leave y'all with something special for my boy, Jay Black, a.k.a. Blackwell. Go check out this video, New American Dream, on YouTube. Type in Jerry Blackwell, New American Dream. So check this out. We will see y'all on Tuesday at 9:30 a.m. sharp.
Oh, that's all I want to do.
See us looking sometimes. It's like we don't even know what we're looking for. But yo, we looking for the new American dream, new American green. Lust for the dollars, making new American fiends. TV's ready. raising up the new American team. Somebody gotta teach them what a true American means. New American dreams, new American lives. Warplanes fly over blue American skies. Fighting for the country, how the troops perish and die. Loss of a son to make a true American cry. New American block, dudes barely survive. They just want their piece of this new American pie. In police cars where a few terrorists ride. Roll through the hoods and the dudes scared for their lives. New American joy, new American pain. Red blood flow through my blue American veins. New American day, new American slain. That's why I'm still praying that this new American train. A new American dream. Crib cars and bling, rim rocks that gleam. Crack rocks and fiends, the hood bras and schemes. Model chicks and queens, movie stars and green. Respect, power and cream. New American dream. Crib cars and bling, rim rocks that gleam. Crack rocks and fiends, the hood bras and schemes. Model chicks and queens, movie stars and green. Respect, power and cream. Want a new American dream. New American rat race. New American selling they souls to stack tapes. New American whips. New American chains. New American rappers who love wearing blackface. I'm the future, the new American lyricist. New American hate, they base it on appearances. New American ways, new American days. Old mindsets making new American slaves. New American grind, old American ways. Working class people need a new American raise. Sex all day ain't a new American craze. But young folks dying from a new American age. New American wrong, new American right. Bring up Armageddon, that's a new American fight. New American night, new American slain. That's why I'm still praying that this new American change. Want a new American dream. Crib cars and bling, rim rocks that gleam. Crack rocks and fiends, the hood bras and schemes. Model chicks and queens, movie stars and green. Respect, power and cream, new American dream. Crib cars and bling, rim rocks that gleam. Crack rocks and fiends, the hood bras and schemes. Model chicks and queens, movie stars and green. Respect, power and cream. New American born, new American bred. Fist unclenched in the new American bed. New American day, new Americans pray. New life breathing, the new American dead. What new Americans need, new American seed. Brand new hopes and a new American creed. New American soul, new American trees. Dedicated daddies and they say they never will leave. New American dream, new American goals. Breakthrough chains, make a new American mold. New Americans young with new